Oh, yeah. Fat Bottom Girls on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. And, yeah, that is Small Town Titans with that version of Queen's Fat Bottom Girls. Well, since we covered all that, all you Fat Bottom Girls out there listening, now we're going to talk high school football. I don't know if there's any Fat Bottom Girls out there. I bet there's one or two anyway. Maybe three. You're not going to say
a word. I'm not going to say a word.
Okay, I'll be the one that gets screamed at. It's all in good fun anyway. It's time now for some high school football. The coaches show gets underway, and we kick it off with West Plains Zizzers head coach Brock Kanegi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, cooler temperatures. Got a hint of rain coming this weekend. It's Friday night. It's high school football. Last week, you got another win. It's all about now from this point forward. We'll talk about last week's win, but from last week on, from week one, it's all about controlling the things you can control. And I think you guys have been doing a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, we've got better every week. We've really started to understand what we're good at, what we're not good at, trying to limit our mistakes, limit our penalties. You know, the kids have just really bought in.
Mm-hmm.
And they're understanding their roles, and they're working hard in practice, and it's paying off on Friday nights.
This just kind of popped up in my head. And I mean, it's a honest question, but like, did you know your identity of this team before week three? Or does it even, you know, because that's a great thing, you know, everybody, you know, we're searching for our identity. We're figuring out who we are. We know who we want to be, but sometimes it doesn't turn out that way, if that makes sense. So, I mean, as coaches, do you guys kind of go along, you know, and go, we're a lot better at that than I thought we'd be better at this, but we're better at that. So this is what we're going to, this is our bread and butter.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good question. We're no different than anybody else. You know, this was a really new team starting off the season. You know, I had three returning starters on defense.
Mm-hmm. You had more new coaches than you did returning starters.
Yeah. The offense, pretty much, you know, we graduated so many good seniors last year. You know, three of the five offensive linemen are new. Jackson Taylor moved into the, you know, leading role following Remy Wilson, you know, 1,800-yard rusher.
Right.
You know, we lose our quarterback.
Yeah. Jones is.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, you know, went on to play college football, and so we bring in Ethan Miller, which was untried. You know, he had played quarterback 2 years ago. You know, he played receiver last year.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was just untried. And so you go through the summer, you know, and you build your team and you work and you try to put them in the positions that you think they fit. But until you get in those game situations, you just don't know how kids are going to react.
Right. Resistance.
Yeah, and sometimes what you think is completely wrong.
Yeah.
And that's just the truth.
Yeah.
Sometimes kids really surprise you, and getting battle tested, they shine.
Mm-hmm.
And other kids, you look at them, you're like, I thought this would work, but it doesn't. And you put them in another position, oh, that works.
Yeah.
You know, so we're human just like everyone else, and there's no better test than that game.
Well, I mean, you've got a, you know, your coaching career, you got a track record, and you and I have been, you know, almost, I've been on it the whole journey almost with you, you know.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say this, you've got a history of, not, I'm not going to say slow starts, there have been some, but they get better. You know, and I always go back to the year after it was, I think 2011, and the young man Campbell. I can't remember his first name, Brandon Campbell. And you know, he was a senior. He was and he played as a matter of fact, I asked, where'd he come? He's played every year. And his senior year, I'm telling you folks, some of you may out there be listening may remember, he was an animal. He was as good as the SCA had to offer that year. But you've got a history of kind of, you know, getting things going, finding niches, and it's frustrating, I'm sure, at times. But, as long as if you're trying to get from point A to point B, as long as you continue to keep walking towards point, B, you're going to be all right.
Yeah. We talk about the system a lot. We don't always do things the same as everyone else. I'll be honest with you, I'm proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be like everyone else. So I'm not afraid to try different things. I'm not afraid to fail.
Mm-hmm.
From failure,
you learn more.
I've learned a lot more,
yeah,
truthfully, than success. A lot of times, success, comes from great athletes. But in all honesty, your X's and O's weren't that good. It's very satisfying to be able to put a Brandon Campbell out there that nobody knew who he was. But he was a product of the system.
Yeah.
He had played since he was, in seventh grade, and we had ran that defense over and over and over and over again, and he understood it and understood what we were trying to accomplish and was fully bought in. And, I think that goes back to consistency.
Yeah.
And stability.
Yeah. Well, and, that's just, to me, I've always... And I tell people this all the time, try not to judge a coach by his best athletes, but yet look at what a coach does with just the average Joes, or the average Jills, and see how they bring them along, do they make them better, because there's so many examples that we can go back on. But and we're kind of seeing that now with this Zisser team. They bought in. They have a better understanding because with what you like to do defensively, it's deep. And when you get guys that are bought in and smart kids, you've always said you love really smart kids because they get it, they understand it, and you've always told me that you can lean on them to help explain to the other kids, and then they go like, oh, okay, I got it. If coach could have put it like that,
Sure.
And that's what really gets things rolling.
Yeah. We always talked about our young kids being molded by our older kids. Our older kids were coaches on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And they still are. I've got Shane Curtis, I've got Jackson Hunter up on the line of scrimmage. They've been starting for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very good players. And so those other three linemen that they bring, that we have brought along this year, Coach Crawford does a really good job with our offensive line. But once they walk out between those white lines and get out there, we're not there to help them. So those guys with all that experience, these guys can lean on them, and it showed, because they've got better and better as the year went on. We start Morgan Groves at left tackle, which everyone says, your left tackle, that he's got to be just a special player. And Morgan is a special player, but Morgan's a sophomore. you know, playing mm-hmm. playing in our conference, you know, 4A football and being a sophomore, it's unheard of.
Right.
And it's very, very hard to do. You're talking about a 15-year-old young man playing against 18-year-olds. It's very hard to do, and he's done extremely well.
Well, last week, the Mules, it was homecoming and the parade and all that, and you guys, you know, got that win 41-12, and it was a good outing. Harlan said there were a couple, you know, stumbles, but overall it was just a pretty well executed game.
Yeah, we did. We played pretty consistently. Yeah, we, you know, we had a couple bobbles.
He said that Papa Bluff had a kid that may be one of the fastest kids he's ever seen.
They had a lot of speed. They were the fastest team that we had played so far, and we knew that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll give credit to Coach Bush. We knew that our defensive backs were going to be tested because of the speed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being a spread team, they were gonna test us deep, and they did.
Mm-hmm.
And our defensive backs did extremely well. They kept everything, you know, in front of them and underneath. And, you know, we got a couple picks, and they came up, they tackled. They just played really well. And you know, Coach Bush, I'm pretty hard on Coach Bush at times.
Sid.
You know, but he does a great job with those kids.
Yeah. Well, tonight it's the Marshfield Blue Jays. Marshfield, they're 3-4 on the year. You know, it's just looking at the conference, like, they got a win over Parkview, they got a win over Reed Spring, and they beat Hillcrest. But what are you seeing out of Marshfield that, you know, that you really had to put a little focus on this week?
Marshfield is very aggressive. They have a lot of good athletes. Their running back is good. The thing about Marshfield is you can't just pinpoint something. He's very multiple. And, you know, last year I went into that game and I had prepared for his single wing offense and all his running game and all this.
And they threw it all over the place.
They went completely spread, and yeah. for a half, they absolutely give me fits. They're unpredictable.
Yeah.
And they have enough athletes to really give you some problems if you're not well-rounded.
Well, it ought to be a good one. And again, each game now, you know, is just so huge. Every game is so huge. You're the district, you know, we're going to have district games here. We got, well, tonight and next Friday. And then it's a new season. Just forget everything that has happened. It's a brand new season. And you guys are sitting, you're in the driver's seat. If you can just take care of, and it's so much easier said.
You got to dodge potholes.
There you go. You got to dodge potholes, and it's a rough road.
Yeah, you got to dodge potholes, and you got to stay clean.
Yeah.
You know, if we can do that, you know, we're going to be all right.
Well,
that's easier said than done.
It is. It is. I mean, you know, it's because Marshfield, they're coming to West Plains tonight expecting to win.
Yeah.
You know, it's then, you know, you end the season long road trip to Carl Junction. So dodge those potholes and a first round bye. How's that sound?
Delightful.
All right, everybody. Head coach of the West Plains Scissors, Brock Kanegi. We appreciate you coming by, and you got some.
Yeah, I did want to give a shout-out. Mm-hmm. You know, this week we were blessed and lucky enough to get to go to the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame. And one of our own was inducted, Mr. Greg Simpkins.
Yep.
And, you know, Mr. Simpkins did a lot for this community. And, you know, it was great getting to go up there and show our respect for him and all that he did for West Plains. And, you know, he changed the landscape here at West Plains for Zizzer football. He was the one that the architect that brought in all our rural schools and got them into our football program.
Mm-hmm.
That changed West Plains football. I remember when he was doing that. I remember talking to him about that. And he was so adamant about it, mm-hmm. so passionate about it. And it's paid great dividends. Oh,
yeah. Well, I remember talking with him about it, and he said, Salem is just destroying everybody because they've got all these rural schools, and they brought them in.
Yeah.
And, you know, Coach Simpkins was like, we've got to do the same thing. If we want to grow, if we want to, you know, have sustained success, we got to get these kids brought in.
Yeah, absolutely. Salem has been doing that for years. You know, they're the biggest school in their county. And they have all those rural schools just like West Plains does. And there's so many great athletes out there in these rural schools. And without them, you know, we're just sitting wondering mm-hmm. what we could be like. Because they come in and they give you that spark.
Yeah.
You know, you get all these great athletes coming in, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're combining our city kids here in West Plains with all those rural school kids that play together during Mighty Mites. They play together on these summer baseball programs,
oh, yeah.
you know, and basketball programs. It's not like they don't know each other.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, you start bringing them all together, and it's special.
Yes, absolutely. It just makes that well deeper.
Yes.
You know, some wells go dry, but when you got a deep well, it helps.
Yes,
it does. Helps. Everybody, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Coach Brock Kanegi, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Hey, we got more rock and roll that's coming at you. Stay buckled in. I'm Gary Lee.